Time to check in with Bark now for the Wake Up Calls Pet Project. See whether we can find a home for little Maxie today. And we've got Ben from Bark with us on the phone. Ben, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me on again.
Pleasure. Now, what's going on at Bark? Are you pulling out the cutesies at this time of year? We had Sticks the other week, who was absolutely gorgeous. Now we've got Max. Looking at the photo of him now, what an absolutely beautiful boy he is.
He's a stunning boy. So Max is a border collie breed. And normally when I speak to you, Mark, we chat about the sensitive new age dogs that want to be inside and on the bed and, you know, joining the family on the couch. Max is a bit more rugged than that. So he's a Bear Grylls type dog. So he enjoys spending his time outside. He could learn to live inside. But up until this point in life, he's been an outside dog only.
Okay. What about his character? Tell us a bit about him.
Yeah, so being a border collie, he's very, very smart. He walks lovely on a lead. He's got all the basics of training down pat. He's a great family dog. For kids sort of older than five that are looking to get out there and interact with a dog and have a dog chase the ball for them and things like that. He requires secure fencing being a border collie. He does have that working dog instinct in him, so somewhere nice and secure. That can keep him enriched and entertained.
Yeah. I tell you, it'd be one good thing if you've got a border collie too and you've got a couple of small kids, you could train him to round them up. Just, you know, get him in the corner.
You
of the,
sure can, yeah.
Down, you
and
know.
And their faces will always be clean.
Yes, exactly. Corral them down into the back door, you know. That's a good idea, I reckon. We're onto something. But he does love kids. What about in terms of only dog in the house? Is that better?
No, he's quite sociable with other dogs. So he's not suitable to live with cats, but another dog companion would be fantastic for Max.
Okay. And what are his circumstances, mate? How did he come to be with Bark?
I believe Max came in as an owner surrender. So just a change in his owner circumstances. They put a lot of time into his training and he was a loved pet. So we're trying to find him the same sort of environment again.
And 3 years old, so he's really only a youngster. And plenty of good years ahead of him.
That's correct, yeah. Full of energy and a happy-go-lucky dog.
Well, if you look on our Facebook page, he's already up there and he's written his own biog, so he's obviously a clever dog. There's no question about that. Being able to write without opposable thumbs, I always think is very, very impressive. If people want to find out more about Max, how do they go about that?
Yeah, so obviously he's up on your website. They can visit our website, bendigoanimalreliefcentre.com.au. They can see Max and the other dogs and cats we've got available for adoption. Even a group of rats looking for a home at the moment.
So, oh, really?
So we do all types of animals at Bark. So there's three lovely female rats also in need of a home. So All their profiles and some pictures are up on the website. And we can be contacted on 5441-2209 to make a time to come and see our animals.
Awesome. Terrific stuff. Ben, listen, thanks very much for that. And, good luck with little Maxie. And we'll chat to you or one of your colleagues again next week.
Thanks, Mark. Have a great week.
Yeah, you too. Ben from Bark, Bendigo Animal Relief Centre. We'll have that up on our website fairly shortly as well.